And with a throng of Chinese visitors walking through what looks like a small army of larger-than-life bronze figures, all of them gazing past me to the horizon in this open-air museum in Sichuan. They're designed to echo the Terracotta Army, the army that was buried with the first emperor of China, Qin Shi Huangdi. But the emperor's army was never meant to be seen. These 219 figures, some wearing bright red scarves around their necks, they're a very public display of who counts, for now, in the last 100 years of Chinese history. These are men and women who played their part in China's struggle to escape from its imperial past and to forge a new China and a new nation.
全国同胞们, 同志们, 朋友们,
the voice of Hu Jintao, president of China, neither emperor nor revolutionary, but the modern voice of authority, ringing round Tiananmen Square. 100 years ago this year, China said goodbye to the last Qing emperor, the end of an imperial system that could trace its roots back some 2,000 years. China said hello to a new and unknown idea, a republic. The revolutionaries called for democracy, something President Hu himself continues to invoke in his speeches. Democracy was launched in 1911, but it didn't flourish. How many of the other hopes so passionately embraced at the dawn of the Republic have yet to be realized? China's certainly been transformed, but a century after the last emperor stepped down from the Dragon Throne, what shadow does the imperial system still cast over China?
I can still see traces of dynasties in our current society. So I can see, in a way, the shadow of Qing Dynasty is still lurking there. In a way, it never ends.
Once the emperor was gone, this whole...